What makes a federation work when every partner brings its own history, leadership, and way of serving? It is not competition for attention or control. It is covenant, a shared commitment to serve faithfully while respecting what each partner contributes.
That distinction matters. Competition asks, how do we protect our peace? Covenant asks, how do we strengthen the whole? In the Chaplain Resource Network, partners do not have to become identical. They connect through shared service, mutual responsibility, and trust.
Chaplain Resource Network is an initiative of the Marsh Institute for Chaplains. Its federation structure creates room for partner institutions to maintain their own identity and responsibilities while participating in a larger network of care, formation, and resources.
So this is not a model where one institution absorbs everyone else. It is a model where partners recognize that no single organization can meet every need in every setting. Each partner brings relationships, experience, and capacity that can support the wider mission.
The CRN Covenant of Service gives that partnership a center. A covenant is more than a convenient agreement. It shapes how we act when resources are limited, needs overlap, or another institution is better positioned to respond.
And that is where the field angle becomes clear. Chaplains regularly serve people whose needs extend beyond one conversation or one organization. Good care requires humility. We listen, offer appropriate spiritual and emotional support, and recognize when a referral is needed.
Picture a partner institution supporting chaplains after a difficult workplace event. During a conversation, one employee describes ongoing symptoms that may require clinical mental health care. The chaplain does not diagnose the employee or attempt treatment. The chaplain listens, helps the person identify available support, and refers through appropriate channels.
In a competitive model, an organization might feel pressure to keep every need inside its own programs. In a covenant model, making that referral is not a loss. It is faithful service. The right question is not, who gets credit? It is, what care does this person need, and who is equipped to provide it?
Federation partners can apply that same posture institutionally. They can share what is appropriate, honor boundaries, communicate clearly, and avoid duplicating work simply to preserve visibility. Collaboration becomes practical, not just aspirational.
Covenant also brings accountability. Trust grows when partners do what they say they will do, respect each other's roles, and raise concerns directly. Healthy partnership does not erase differences. It gives partners a responsible way to work through them.
That is why the Federation works. Its strength does not come from making every partner compete harder. It comes from aligning distinct partners around service, honoring the contribution of each institution, and keeping the mission larger than any one organization.
The grounded takeaway is simple. Know your role, respect your partners, refer when care moves beyond your scope, and choose the good of the people served over the need for recognition. That is covenant in practice, and that is how a federation becomes a trusted network.